Oh, yes. The power of love. Man, can you imagine the beauty of it when both partners are making it a point to be available to the other? Each is making it a point to be available to the other. Oh, yeah, that's the way to go. That's what love's about. Well, going to talk about that just a minute or so in a few more minutes. But first, want to share some information with you that Augusta Health is sharing with regards to some things that you might want to do to help you sleep better. By the way, sometimes if we're not getting enough sleep, as we know, it can make us irritable. And if we stay irritable enough, long enough, that can definitely run interference with developing good relationships. Yeah, so get your rest. Get your rest, get your rest, get your rest. That's right. Put yourselves in good position to develop good relationships. Now, that said, let me share with you some tips from Augusta University Health, where they let us know some of the things that we can do to really increase the chances that we will sleep well. Some more reasons why. Lack of sleep lowers your concentration. Lack of sleep affects your memory. How many of you out there are in your late 30s, your mid-40s, late 40s, and you're wondering if you're developing early onset Alzheimer's because it's getting harder and harder for you to remember things? It could be, there could be something going on with regards to some type of disorder, but what are the chances that is really about sleep deprivation? You keep depriving your brain of the sleep it needs, the rest that it needs, and as a result, it doesn't work as well as you'd like for it to. It doesn't work as well as it would like to work. Yeah, we got to let our bodies get the rest. Remember, that is one of the times that our body is doing its most when it comes to healing and regrouping. Yeah, so get that sleep. Sleep deprivation can sap you of energy, physical energy, emotional energy. Ah, now don't we want to be emotionally available for our partners? Yeah, we got to get that sleep. But sleep deprivation can also increase your risk for an accident. Okay, there's more. Yes, wait, there's more. Sleep deprivation, when it goes on and on and on, can lead to depression, high blood pressure, obesity. Yeah, it's pretty serious. So let me share with you some steps that we can take in order to get the sleep that we need. Dr. Amy Blanchard from the Augusta University's Sleep Center suggests relaxation training. We've talked about that. How about this one? Remaining passively awake. Ah, that's a new one, right? Remaining passively awake, where instead of trying to fall asleep, you don't try at all. This is a technique that'll let you stop worrying about falling asleep so that you can calm down enough to sleep. You know how it can be. Getting close to Christmas time and we're getting all excited. It's December 23rd, or don't let it be December 24th. Christmas Eve, you know, we're real young and we're all excited. Oh, man, I wonder if I'm going to get this. Am I going to get that? I wonder what kind of look is going to be on so-and-so's face when they open my gift. And we're all excited. And so we're trying to force ourselves to go to sleep, make ourselves fall asleep. And it just ain't working. Because the harder we try to make ourselves fall asleep, the harder we make it to fall asleep. Dr. Blanchard says, hey, look, just remain passively awake. Don't be moving around. Lie down and just chill. And just allow your body to fall asleep. She also recommends improving the sleep environment, freeing the room of stimuli such as TVs, smartphones, and don't even put your clock directly in view. You can have a clock in there, but not directly in view. And The cooler, darker, and quieter your bedroom, the better. Yes, darkness we can see, right? Quiet we can see, right? How about cool? Yes, the cooler has to do with the coolness in that environment, helping our core and our bodies respond better so that we sleep better. Yeah, don't want to be freezing, but cooling, a cooler environment can help us sleep better than a warmer environment. How about sleep restriction? Well, that one has to do with taking naps during the day to combat fatigue, and then you go to bed early, but you're not able to fall asleep because of the naps that you took during the day. It's better to cut back on the naps so that you can fall asleep earlier and more easily at night than to take all those naps during the day and have a difficult time getting sleep at night. Because remember now, it is during those REM sleeps, that REM sleep that our bodies are recovering, and we have to go through those cycles. We need to go through those cycles, those sleep cycles. And very often, naps are not going to give us the opportunity to go through the sleep cycles. So when we need to take naps, let's take them. But let's remember that sleep cycle time during the night is critical. Sleep hygiene. It's hygiene in that you're cleansing yourself of habits that make it difficult to sleep. So, as an example, don't be drinking caffeine late in the day. Don't smoke. Don't do things that are going to make it harder for your body to wind down and shut down. That's sleep hygiene. Then stimulus control therapy is a treatment that involves sticking to a strict regimen of consistent bedtimes, no naps, and leaving the bedroom if you're unable to fall asleep within 20 minutes. Yeah, that's what we can do. Help us get the rest we need. All right, you may want to consider calling your representative, your senator, particularly on the federal level. You know, we had our guest talking with us, Mr. Ross Eisenbray from the Economic Policy Institute, who spoke with me about a week and a half ago about the measure that President Obama put in place to help 12.5 million workers, American workers, receive the right to receive overtime pay and earn a fair living. And remember, Mr. Eisenbrace told us that this measure will only hurt small business owners who basically take advantage of their employees by having people work in what they call management positions, paying them $23,000 or less per year, and they may have them working 50, 60 hours a week, having them do the work of maybe two or three people, because that saves them money. They have that quote unquote manager who makes about $23,000 a year, which is basically poverty level pay, doing the work of two or three people so that they don't have to hire those other two people to do some of that work and spread that out so that they don't burn the manager out. Have the manager spending most of their waking hours at work. They're the only ones that would hurt. And I think that came down to something like 0.02% of businesses who would be harmed by that. Conservatives in Congress are trying to put a 6-month delay on that in hopes that if Donald Trump is elected president, when he gets in office several months later, after he's inaugurated, he'll reverse that. Will that be good for Republican workers, Democratic workers, independent workers? Or will it be better to keep this in play and let them get that overtime pay that they so rightfully deserve? Think about it. Act on it. Till next time.